This is Ozarks at Large. Kent Bonner, an Ozarks naturalist who's intentionally lived off the grid in the wilds of Newton County for decades, is the subject of a remarkable new book titled An Arkansas Florilegium. It's published by the University of Arkansas Press. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich brings us his story.
Kent Bonner spent much of his childhood outside with his grandparents in rural Johnson County in west central Missouri.
With my one grandpa, he had me out squirrel hunting before I could even walk hardly. And my other grandpa, you know, had me working in the garden with him. And while we were working in the garden, of course, he'd, you know, identify all the birds we heard and all the, you know, he had me to where I could identify all the weeds I was, you know, supposed to be pulling and, you know, not any of the crops or anything like that. So I could identify plants before I even got in grade school.
Bonner attended the University of Missouri at Columbia, taking both undergraduate and graduate courses in wildlife management and botany, where he also taught. He also studied printmaking, which would later deeply factor into his vocation. Instead of graduating, he moved to Arkansas, the Ozarks, in 1972, settling in Newton County, taking a job at Lost Valley, then a state park, as interpreter. But it was at a 1975 meeting at the Arkansas Academy of Sciences in Texarkana that Bonner began to collaborate with botanist Dr. Edwin Smith, who was completing a 580-page pioneering botanical survey, an atlas and annotated list of the vascular plants of Arkansas, along with Arkansas Tech botanist Dr. Gary Tucker, who was compiling data on woody plants of Arkansas. Collectively, the scientists and Bonner, who describes himself as a naturalist, quested to develop a partial inventory of the biota of Arkansas, a huge endeavor building on several 1940s lists. Bonner began with an inventory of the Buffalo River District, expanding to other remote Ozarks watersheds.
I worked in the Ouachitas several times at Queen Wilhelmina State Park, and then I worked at Pettigene. I worked at Devil's Den up here. I worked at Lost Valley. I worked at Buffalo Point over by Yellville. I worked at the Ozark Folk Center several times. So I've been all over, at least in the mountains. I tried to avoid flatlands.
Unlike his scholar colleagues, Bonner spent days, weeks, months conducting field work on foot, lugging notebooks, reference books, and on occasion, Smith's atlas in his backpack. He routinely collected plant clippings to render in the margins of the atlas, which contained no illustrations.
I didn't do a whole lot of formal collecting, and most of the collecting I did was just, you know, just getting something back that I could draw, you know, that night. You know, I'd try to, you know, sketch it in pencil in the field, and then, you know, I'd take a, you know, a leaf or two back with me so I could have that for reference that night.
Bonner drew by candlelight in front of a mirror on a small wooden table inside his cabin in Nail, where he's lived on and off since 1977, way off the grid, in solitude, surrounded by an array of critters.
Some wild animals. I had a pet screech owl for a while that he'd ride on my shoulder. And he was one-eyed, too. He, you know, a similar car wreck victim.
Bonner had an unfortunate affinity with the bird. He, too, lost his sight in one eye in a terrible truck wreck on a rain-soaked rural road years back. Bonner says he's always lived a life of volunteer simplicity, something he learned from his grandparents.
A good way to respect the past, and I think eventually the past is going to be our key to out of the mess that we're in now. People are going to have to step back from the edge and, you know, get back to where, you know, we're living at a lower standard of living and, you know, more in tune with the rest of the world. So I think that, you know, people should consciously try to simplify their lives, like Thoreau said.
For a time, Bonner led the Newton County Wildlife Association, the Ozarks' first nonprofit forest advocacy group, focused on blocking the U.S. Forest Service from logging, burning, and saturating native timber stands with herbicides, restoration regimes still in practice in part today. Bonner, now 66, continues to explore and document the Ozarks Highlands, but after a fall, realized he had to do something to preserve his legacy.
fell in Hurricane Creek one time. We were having a native plant workshop down, or medicinal plant workshop down in Hurricane Creek. And so I was wading across the creek and slipped and, about midway and go down, and my backpack goes floating down the creek with the book in it. And a friend, retrieved it about 100 yards down. But by that time, it had soaked real good. And so I had to spend all night sitting over a fire turning the pages one page at a time to dry it out.
Referring to his treasured copy of Dr. Edwin Smith's Plant Atlas, which Bonner, over a 40-year span, had fully illustrated with 3,500 drawings and numerous field notes. Fortunately, in India ink, which is permanent.
I started out by illustrating the endangered species I was supposed to be looking for, here in the Ozark National Forest. And so for a lot of that, I couldn't find a live plant at first. So I had to go to the herbariums and draw, herbarium specimens. And Dr. Smith let me do that. And so did Tucker, and so did Jewel Moore down at Conway. So I was working with those three herbariums. And so if I couldn't get that, I'd have to go back to one of these other old-time reference books and pull their drawings, which sometimes weren't as good. But so the quality of the drawings varies a lot in that book, depending on my source.
Bonner donated the atlas to University of Arkansas Special Collections. There, under direction of then-director Timothy Nutt, archivists Steve Cochran and Josh Youngblood unbound the ragged text, scanning each page for posterity. University of Arkansas English professor Robert Cochran came across Bonner's fieldwork and pitched having it published by the University of Arkansas Press. Bonner's illustrated atlas is newly released under the Arkansas Character Imprint Series, jointly sponsored by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies and the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History. As for noted Arkansas botanist Dr. Edwin Smith, who passed away in late January, he managed to see a new edition of his atlas and annotated list of vascular plants of Arkansas updated and republished in 2015, Bonner says, by Arkansas Heritage Commission and University of Arkansas Herbarium.
It's organized alphabetically, first by family, then by genus, then by species,
with corresponding county maps, as is Arkansas Florilegium, the atlas of botanist Edwin Smith, illustrated by naturalist Kent Bonner. The book's fascinating introduction, composed by Robert Cochran, draws comparisons of Bonner to German engraver Albrecht Dürer and Italian artist Leonardo da Vinci, both botanical illustrators, as well as English botanist and early explorer Thomas Nuttall, the first field naturalist to identify Arkansas flora. Bonner's book, however, lists an array of Arkansas rare and endangered plants.
And we don't know which of those plants are going to be here, in another 100 years or so, or less, at the rate they're going, And the way extinctions have progressed in the past, most people weren't even aware that there was a chance of extinction until it happened. Things like the passenger pigeon that were real common, but a lot of other, rarer plants just drop out of the picture. Nobody's seen one for decades and, then forever. So, that's kind of the attrition that's going on now. The Ozarks used to be one of the most diverse places in the country as far as, just overall biotic diversity. And it's becoming a lot less, so they're simplifying. It's not good.
Arkansas Florilegium reveals mostly what is presently Arkansas's rich botanical diversity, for the record. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
A pair of book signings for an Arkansas Florilegium are scheduled. The first is Saturday at Arkansas House at 215 East Court Street in Jasper. That's Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5. Arkansas House, two blocks north of the square on Arkansas Highway 7. The second signing takes place Thursday, December 14th, at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks in Fayetteville from 7 until 9. The duo Still on the Hill will perform a tribute to Kent Bonner at both of those book signing events. If you'd like to learn more about the book, you can go to uapress.com.